There's a bully in my house. The moment he saw the basketball roll off the nearby court, Boris Halligan snatched it, kicked it over the fence, and walked away. Blam, he yelled at Jordan and other players, stupid game for stupid sheep. When school finally ended that day, Jordan headed home, thankful it was the weekend. Two Boris-free days, he told himself. Normally, Jordan liked school, but since Boris had transferred there, school had become a nightmare. There were rumors that Boris had been kicked out of his old school for shoving a kid's head into the toilet. Everyone believed the rumors, even though when adults were around, Boris was perfect. When Jordan arrived home, he headed to the kitchen for a snack. "Hi, honey," Mom said. "We're having a guest here this weekend. Someone from your school." Here she goes again, thought Jordan, always helping someone who's at risk. "Who is it?" Jordan asked. "His last name is Halligan." "Halligan? Boris Halligan?" "Mom, no. No, he's horrible. He's angry and mean and makes fun of everyone. He embarrassed Lindsay today by pointing at her lunch and pretending to barf. He said, 'You actually eat that cheap food? That's for poor people.'" Mom sighed. "Jordan, Boris is struggling. His mom died last year. His dad is dealing with it by drinking, and he just got arrested for public drunkenness. Boris can't stay alone, so our pastor asked us to help. You don't have to be best friends. Just be civil." So for the next 2 days, Jordan and Boris ignored each other. On Sunday, Jordan's family and Boris went to church. Joris listened as the pastor talked about Jesus dying for everyone's sin and how to show others his love. He flinched when the pastor quoted Romans 12:17-18. "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." "Even Boris?" wondered Jordan. But those words stuck in his head. Jesus died for Boris too, he thought. Later, when he grabbed his basketball and headed for the park, he stopped, turned around, and said, "Want to shoot hoops?" Boris shrugged but followed him. Without speaking another word, they shot hoops until dark. "It's a start," Jordan told himself. The memory verse, "But I, Jesus, say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven," Matthew 5:44-45. "Do you show God's love to everyone, even those who are mean to you? It's not easy. But Jesus tells us to love everyone, even our enemies, because he loved us enough to die for our sins. That doesn't mean you let people hurt you, though, so it's important to tell an adult if you're being bullied. But don't repay evil for evil. Instead, pray for them and show them the love Jesus has shown."